South Africa, once the epicenter of the Omicron outbreak, is now turning a corner in the pandemic. The government recently lifted most of its COVID restrictions. Kids are back in school. The rules for isolating after an infection have been relaxed. And health officials now predict that up to 80% of the population has immunity from vaccines or prior infections. NPR's Ada Peralta joins us now from Cape Town, South Africa. Ada, welcome.
Hey, Peter.
So much of the world was watching Southern Africa after the Omicron variant first took off there, and then it started falling pretty rapidly. How would you describe the situation right now?
Look, it's as normal as it has been since this pandemic began. Restaurants and bars are full. There's no longer a nighttime curfew. And as you mentioned, the kids are back in school. It's summer here, and it feels that way. The beaches are packed. People are out riding their bikes. They're having lunches. They're inviting family and friends over for dinner and drinks. So normal.
Wow. Normal must mean that people are finally feeling optimistic.
I think so. I think cautiously optimistic. And I think that cautiously, I have to explain it with a little bit of context, right? Because South Africa has been the hardest hit country here on the African continent. If you look at excess death studies, they find that some 300,000 South Africans have likely died from COVID. And the government here has treated this pandemic super seriously. There were lockdowns very early on where you couldn't leave your house. And throughout this thing, there has been setbacks after setbacks, from desperately needed vaccines that had to be thrown out to new variants that no one was expecting. So I think people here are hopeful that this pandemic doesn't have any more surprises in store. And the government is certainly sending really hopeful signs. They've done surveys on the population to see how many South Africans here have COVID antibodies. And what they found is that anywhere from 60 to 80% of South Africans have some immunity against COVID, either through vaccination or because they've had a COVID infection.
So cautious optimism, but it does sound like the government is also sending signs that perhaps the virus is getting close to or at endemic stage, something closer to the seasonal flu than a plague that would require these large-scale lockdowns. Do scientists agree with that?
Look, the South African government has been in lockstep with scientists. And the ones I've spoken to are cautiously optimistic, that word again. They say that the data backs up that hope. South Africa's Omicron wave has come and gone. And unlike every other wave, the government took a pretty hands-off approach this time around. There was a huge spike in cases, as big as the other three waves, but the deaths decoupled. And what that means is that the deaths were only a fraction of what they were during the Delta wave, for example. But every scientist I talk to says the same thing. We should revel in this good news, but there's always a chance that some new variant could crop up and end this party.
Yeah, and just briefly, Ader, we mentioned that the world was watching South Africa when Omicron first started, and now sort of hopefully taking signs that this we might be able to emulate what's happening in South Africa and other parts of the world.
Yeah, I think government officials will tell you, you can. Hopefully, the world can emulate it, but they should have the science to back it up.
Yeah. NPR's Ada Peralta is joining us from Cape Town, South Africa. Hope things stay safe for you.
Yeah, hopefully. Thanks.